According to Taisus and Daphazayan, the exception to the Mud La'ilam is an exception of Aynas Gamor. And according to the Ramban, the exception is, and that seems to be Taisus Shita and Daphdalid, the exception is Hengarmulai, that when they cause it, when the music brings it upon himself, that's the exception. Maybe, just what the machlokes may or may not be tali in. Just to declare, when we say that Adam HaMazik is Chayiv, the Chayiv can understand that Adam HaMazik is Chayiv two ways. You could understand that the Torah is Mechadish and Einish for this type of behavior. That the Torah writes out punishments for different things that people do. And just like the Torah for someone who steals punishes him that he pays kafel. Here the Torah punishes a mazik that he has to pay. It's an einish ha-Torah that the Torah is mechadish. It's one way to understand. Well, you could understand, it's not a chiddush ha-Torah. Not an Einish. It's a Sara. A person is Achrai for the things he does. A person has Achrayis. A person is responsible. If he does something, he has to undo it. You know, whatever you do that you have no right to do, you're responsible for it. A person is Achrai. Maybe that's why Adam HaMazik has to pay. Not as Einish, not a punishment. It's an Achrayis. A person is Achrai for the things he does. And Mimele, if you do something, you have to undo it. It has to be a hezek, right? If it could be people do things, if somebody takes svarim out of a bookshelf and he puts it on the table, so he's not a mazik, he would make it worth less. He's achrayi to put it back. Where does it say in the Torah you're achrayi to put it back? This doesn't say in the Torah, because you have to hang up a sign from the stifler that you have to put your svarim back. There's a lot after svarim, right? If you take anything out of a place where it is, you're supposed to put it back. Why? But I say it's such a svar that there's an achrayis that whatever a person does, that you have to put it back to the way it was. So you can understand that the chiyuv of Adam HaMazik, it's an achrayis that a person has. It's not a din mazik, it's an achrayis. My nafkamina. Chay nafkamina will be an einis gamur. If it's an einish, so it's enough of the chiddush that einish is chayiv. We'll see if there's a cost. But einish gamur, we don't give einshim to an einish gamur. You don't have to achrayis, even if you're an einish gamur. Yeah, whatever you do, you have to undo. You say it's not your fault. So I'm asking, it's not your fault. But put it back, whatever you did, put it back the way it was. And if it's gamur, you still have to put it back. So it may be that we can understand the machlokes between Taisus and the Ramban. If there's a p'tur for einis gamur, perhaps it should be telling in these two tzadim. Why Adam Mu'ud Lailam? If Adam Mu'ud Lailam is an einish, so I hear stark that an einis gamur is potter. Da'ilu chadashidushai to be mechayev a simple einis. A she'enken is just an achrayis, a svara that a person has an achrayis to put things back the way they were. Then it would be mistaver that there's no difference, even though in his gamur. And not only that, but the Ramban's chilik that hengarmulai is different, I could also understand that if it's an achrayis to put things back the way they were, so I have such an achrayis. But if hengarmulai, so then I have no achrayis. So maybe ulai it's totally in this. Well, let's see the first piece of Gemara here. We'll see something related to it. The Gemara starts Ketani. Now the Gemara does not start Menani Mili. Usually the Mishnah says a Chiddush. The Gemara says Menani Mili. How do you know? Mishnah says Adam Mu'ud Lailam. The Pnei Yeshua and the Taras Chaim point out that the Gemara here is a little Shalai Kesedek. On the Amid Beis, the Gemara asks Menani Mili. It should have started Adam Mu'ud Lailam, Menani Mili. But the Gemara first brings a different din. Listen to the din. Titan. We learned Sima Esen Chaveiroi. We learned in the Mishnah case of Sima Esen Chaveiroi, Duni the Shiva Sakel. Just like a Mazik Mamin. Mahosam, just like if you're Mazik Mamin, Nezek in Abod Varim Loi, you only chayef for Nezek. But on Kalim, there's no Tsar or Ripo Yeshevas Abayshes. The same thing if somebody blinds someone, the says Bishaygei, Nezekin, Abod Varim Loi. Okay, so if you break a keli, someone goes in the street and he breaks a keli. Does he have to pay tsar? He doesn't pay tsar. Why don't you pay tsar if you break someone's keli? Why don't you pay tsar if you break someone's keli? Because there is no tsar. That's not the reason. The reason is the Torah doesn't say you pay tsar, no? And some tsar means the tsar of the owner, he's the tsar that he said he's broken, that he lost money. A person who loses, if you ruin someone's car, the owner has a lot of tsar, his car's gone. But you don't pay, because the Torah says you don't pay. So that's what I mean. What? Oh, it's in the Chiyam. The Torah says the parsha of tsar only in the parsha of Matzikada. The reason you're potter is because the Torah said the parasha of tzar only when you're mazik a person. If you cause somebody agmas nefesh, there's no claims and you have to pay tzar for causing him agmas nefesh. The only tzar is if your mazik is guf. So when makish shivus akelim to sima sechaveiray b'shogeg, the system it's not a hekish, it's in the Mishnah. The Tana Mishnah was mechaben to be nedam as elazeh that sima sechaveiray nezikin abad dvarim lo. So, that's why there's no baishas. I mentioned to you once, it says later in Hachayvel that there's no baishas devarim. You don't pay baishas devarim. If you call someone names, there's no baishas. You don't pay baishas. So why is there no baishas if you call them names? Is it smack him and you make him feel bad, or you're mavazing him with words? So it could be this attack of the reason, because the avod devarim are only in the parasha of Mazik Adam. If you hit somebody, there's a parsha of tzari for shavas abayshes. If you didn't hit him, so there's no parsha. You're talking about him, but there's no tzari for shavas abayshes. Right, so this is the din that the Gemara brings. Now the Gemara asks Minani Mil. Now on the other day, the Gemara asks the kasha. So this the Pesha was kasha. The Teres Chaim's kasha. Why now you ask the kasha Minani Mil? Most of the 90 million, Yom Echizkia, the King Tana Devei Chizkia, Yom Akrat, Petzah Techaz Patsa, L'chai Be'el Hashem Yitimei, Zero Oynes Kiratz. This is Xeris HaKosav, I, Hanin Boya, Lay Litin Tzar, B'mokim Nezek. You need the person to tell you, even though you're paying for the Yever, you still have to pay Tzar too. He came us to Kura, Petzah Be'el Petzah, my Tachas, that's Ram Yatak. So now the Gemara brings Xeris HaKosav. The Teres Chaim answers this kasha. Why did the Gemara wait for the 90 milli till here? Why did the Gemara wait till here to the 90 milli? You should have said right away the 90 milli. So the Teres Chaim answers that Pashit, I wouldn't ask why Adam Mu'ud La'ilam. I wouldn't ask kasha why Adam Mu'ud La'ilam. It's a Svara. It's a svara, you did something, you're responsible for it. I would say, I'll be svara, you have to pay whatever you did, you have to undo. So I would say, I would have thought, Adam Ud Lailam is a svara. Zafi Gemara, 1 minute. But Adam is not Mud Lailam for Tzar, Ribu, Shabbos, and Boshes. If Mazik of Adam is a svara, that what you did, you have to undo. So what's the difference if you're a mezid or a shaygig? For ripui. All of them, but ripui certainly. Ripui, you're fixing the thing you did. You cause damage, you're paying doctor bills. So if the Gemara means to say that I would have said Adam or Lailam is a svara, that a person is responsible whatever he does. Once I see that there's no din of adam u'layla meitzari b'sheves and b'sheves. That's machrich me to say that svar is not emes. That adam u'layla is not a svar. If it's not a svar, it's a minani mili. Now the Gemara asks, minani mili, how do you know it? Shot in the Seder HaGemara. Okay, the Stipler that I mentioned to you yesterday has a piece on Mazik Derech Skuli. Someone's Mazik someone else in a dead Shalevi Derech HaTeva. The gist of the piece, it's a letter that was printed in the Kilos Yaakov. The Shoyel, or the person who had written the stipler of the letter, held that being mazik through a derech skula is not a mazik. It's not b'derech. Mazik is only b'ayfen and tivi. I mean, not b'derech skuli. For example, the first case he brings is the case where a person cuts his nails and leaves it on the floor where a isha muberes walks by. Let's just, for argument's sake, say, put it in the spot exactly where she walks, and she walks by, and she loses her vlad. So the shayel held that you don't have to pay the bay vladis. He quotes somebody who was mechayiv the bay vladis. The shayel said, you don't have to pay the bay vladis, because you're mazik b'deras guli, and a hezik is only a hezik, that's normal. If you magic someone, if you hit somebody, you have to pay. If you're causing damage, but even tivi, you have to pay. But there are schooli, that nichnis into the parasha of Nazik. That's what whoever the shayla was, that's what he wrote. And the stipler says, no, who says? The stipler says, you case it in the nails anyway, he says it's bar. It's not Adam HaMazik. It's a case of bar. You put fingernails on the floor and someone walks by and gets hurt. It's anyway not Adam HaMazik, it's bar. And bar is Patra on the Beit Lodis anyway. So this particular case is anyway not a shayla. But if you say that a davar skuli, you don't have to pay, the stipler writes, who says? He says there's no raya to that. Who says that you don't pay for something you do with their schooling? Maybe you do. If you daven for someone that he should lose money, you have to pay if he loses the money. Huh? Cause and effect.
Not every person that can put a, it's not every day. Every time you put nails in the floor, doesn't mean that you.
It's funny, the way this type of phrase is it, he says if it happens in a way that it's nicker, that's why it happened. So it's true, this type of writes. So if someone davens and someone else should have a hezek, so you don't have to pay, because it's not borrowed that it became because of him. He says that it became because of him, maybe it would have happened anyway. But the shayel wanted to say that even when you wouldn't know for sure it was because of him. Like you say, like Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Yeah, and Bria Yivra Hashem or Bat Sar as Pia." So it's nicker that it happened because of him, right? You see, the Shoyal says he's still Patur, because you don't pay for a hesitivity. So that the Stipler says, hesitation. Who says? Maybe you do pay for a hesitivity. Who could, how could you? You have no right. Maybe you do pay for a hezek skuli, I mean, for something that happens with derech skuli. That's the basic gist of this piece in the Stipler. Hitaka brings what I mentioned yesterday, just that I didn't say it exactly right. The Rosh is the kasha, how Moshe Rabbeinu wrote 13 Sefer Torah B'yom Moshe. We have a Kabbalah, Moshe Rabbeinu died on Shabbos. How did he write 13 Sefer Torah? It's still Shabbos. And the Shla answers that he wrote it Ayidei Hashpa'as Kol Nisim. Through this Shemais, through Kabbalah, he got the pens to write it. What? What's that? Good. So he says that he wrote it through Ashbaz Kulmasin. So the Shoyal to the Stakel wants the proof from there that it's not the Shlo is saying it's not Malacha on Shabbos. It was done by Derech Skuli. So he wants to bring a Raya to his side. The Shoyal's side was a Derech Skuli. It doesn't count. It doesn't count for anything. So he wants to bring a Raya, you see. If you do Malacha on Shabbos through these schooler type of things, that you do a Malacha on Shabbos through a schooler type of item, that's not Malacha. So you see, the halachas of the Torah work by Eifin Tibi, not by Eifin schooling. Yeah. So here, did he do it? Well, he, how did he do Ashbaz Kulmus? I don't know how you do it. So whatever he did, he did it.
So therefore you're not doing Malach, because the whole Malach is the action of doing.
Well, he's making it right. He's making the pen right.
Writing.
That's not
writing. Why?
The stipler writes that Shabbos, he says, is different. Shabbos, even Kalachar Yad is part of. Even if you write with the back of your hand, you're part of. So if you don't, Shabbos, you have to write in a normal way, by from TV. That's part of Hilchos Shabbos. That has to be done normally. But so it's no Raya. It could be the Chalta Rechula. If you do things by from Skuli, could be it is. It's considered a Maisa. And that's basically what the stipler says. I thought it was in the stipler. I looked at the Siakha, it's not there. The way I remember is a riot to this, because otherwise the Sefer Torah should be possible. According to the Shoyal, that anything schooly doesn't count, so it should be a possible Sefer Torah. Or should have been a Sefer Torah. It wasn't written by a person, it was written by a schooler. So the fire is the raya fakir. Because dafke hilchos Shabbos is not Moshe Rabbeinu's ma'isa. In hilchos Sefer Torah, it is Moshe Rabbeinu's ma'isa, and it is good. And therefore, to say it's like a possible Sefer Torah. So could be Moshe Rabbeinu's Sefer Torah apostle. Imagine, you know, Moshe Rabbeinu's Sefer Torah. There's a kasha to learn from that they're not to learn from. Could be, I can't prove to you one way or the other. It was a kasha Sefer Torah. Somehow your heart tells you that it was a kasha Sefer Torah, no? I should have been a Sefer Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu should have written the Kalach Yad. Maybe he did. So why does Yishlah have to answer? He did Ashbaz Kulmasin, right? He did a Kalach Yad. The truth is, to write 30 Sefer Torah one day is hard. Kalach Yad is even harder. Ashbaz Kulmasin, when the stomach goes fast, they Kulmasin go late. No, I mean, the Torah, Kalach Yad is the Fuchat Shalom. The Rabbana, Kalach Yad is also even if someone doesn't see. Okay, Akoponim, this is the Indian in the sky. The truth is that it's a the main Nakuda is an old Tuma. There's a Maisa Shahaya goes back to the late 1800s. There's a Maisa Shahaya with a Chayla, a Sukkim. And he was a Belzer Chassid. And some of the people with him were Belzer Chassidim. And it was Shabbos. And the Chayla said that they should write a letter to the Belzer Rabbi. He should daven for him. It'll save his life. He believed that it'll save his life. It's a suffix, it'll save his life. So they asked the Rav, and the Rav said that it was mutter. And a Yid on Shabbos wrote the name of the Chayla, he wrote a letter to the Rebbe, and they sent it, I don't know who brought it, a guy or a yid, they brought it to the Rebbe, to the Belzer Rebbe. When Rav Shlomo Kluger heard about this, he blew a fit. He writes a letter, the nusach of his letter is printed, it's printed in one of his svarim. He has a sefer, I think it's called Bachata Bachayim, which we don't have. But the nusach of the letter is printed in the Tzitz Eliezer, in Chelech Ches, I think Chelech Ches, Simel Ches. He writes that if this Rav, who passed it that it's mutter, doesn't get up around him and apologize and say made a toss, he says people make a toss. He has to get up around him and say made a toss. If not, he says, he writes, I'm not going to sleep until I make sure he loses his job. And nobody relies on his sakim, and whole Klal Yisrael knows that he's not reliable. That how can you chal Shabbos for such a thing? That's what he wrote. The letter is not this short. It's barichus. How it's still Shabbos deraisa. He says even to get a guy to write the name and send it is also also a reform school is also. He brings his parish of Mishnayis around that the eighth parak of Yuma. He writes that if someone's sick and there's a skula, it's something that can help him be healed. So the skula is, he has to eat, talking there about kaved teleb, you have to eat a piece of a meat of a dog. So it says it's asr. The Rambam says, why is it asr? Because a reform schoolie in Adi Arab Eris for schoolies. So the Tzitz Eliezer brings, I don't remember from who, that the Belzer Rebbe himself, when he got the letter, he told them that it's awesome. You shouldn't think that the Shlomo Kluger was a misnagid, so he held that writing a letter to a Rebbe is awesome, but that the Belzer Rebbe himself said that it's awesome, and the Marsham has a tshuva, and they all write that this is awesome, you know, like such a thing. Now the Avim Malachi, you're allowed to do Malachi to save him on Shabbos, even a Suffolk medicine, you're allowed to write a letter to a pharmacy to get a medicine that suffix, maybe it'll be not to him. But to write a letter to the rabbi, that's awesome. Oh, sorry, I want to get there. One second. There's a raya from Shulchan Aruch. A kameya, it says in Tzimishin Aleph, that a chaylu has a kameya. Are you familiar with a kameya? It's an amulet. It's a cloth that has Kabbalistic words on it. Chaylim wear it usually around their neck in a jacket. When I was a boy, I had a friend, an older bacher, who had leukemia. In those days, nobody was healed from leukemia to come out. And he had such a kameya he wore. He lived for a number of years. Eventually, he died from it anyway. But he had such a kameya. And there are rebbes today who have kameyas. So you're allowed to go out on Shabbos wearing a kameya. It says only a kameya mumcha. Kameya mumcha means it works three times. If the kameya works three times, so then you're allowed to wear it on Shabbos. Your kameya is a double schoolie. So the Teretz is, the Rambam himself already writes, that it's not mutter because it works. It's not mutter because you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos. The reason you're allowed to wear a kameya is because the same reason you're allowed to wear anything, any baggage, or any something that normal people would consider to be a baggage, you're allowed to wear. A kameya is something that people consider that it works. So even if it does or it doesn't work, but a kameya is considered to be something normal that there's no wisdom of law for. To write a kameya, it doesn't say Shulchan Aruch, you're allowed to write a kameya. It says you're allowed to wear a kameya. So the question is, why only mumchas? It seems the kameya shayna mumchas is done the silliness. Christ does. But rather, I think the people that wear the red bendelos, I think it's carrying on Shabbos. Somebody shouldn't tell them if they don't, not going to listen to you. But wearing a red bendel around your hand, that's not a kameya mumcha. It's dama narishkeit, and it's awesome. I mean, it's no worse than a kameya shayna mumcha. Even a kameya, which is such a thing, you know, it's not mumchi, not wear it. It's not a red piece of thread, it's carrying. Carrying the shots. Anyway, the point is that all these posts to say, not like the Steitzler, they all say like the Shoya, that a Dover schoolie doesn't go into the Cheshbon. Doesn't go into the Cheshbon of Halacha. Only problem is, Taka, why is it Aser? I don't understand. Why is it Aser? If you tell me it doesn't work, I understand. But the Gemara says somebody has a tzara should go to a chacham, you should misbar for him. For some, the Gemara means it could work, no? The Gemara says you should go to a chacham, you should daven for you. It means because it might help. So why is it what's it to go to a Shabbos for it? What's Taka of Shabbos? Why not? What? Why? All right, if you're in a situation, you have to ride it, or you have to go by car. Somebody have to go by car to go there. So, in this story, the Yid didn't want to travel. Then somebody said, they want to die. So they want to go. I don't know. All right, why they ride to my Shehoi Kachaya? What? Is it a nace? It's also the Samachan and Nes. No. You should know. A person who's so sick that he can't be healed by Derech HaTeva, Yizichah not allowed. The Gemara really says you don't daven for him. When they daven for a person who's already that Tzief Shabbat should have to be healed, that's the Gemara pulls out a tefillah shav. It's a wasted tefillah. You don't even daven for a person who says he can't be healed by Derech HaTeva. Even though people say, who knows, maybe Hashem will make a nace. You know, someone's dying and the relatives say, maybe Hashem will make a nace. You don't start giving him mussar that, you know, the Mishnah says not that way. But, I'm talking about a person who could be healed, who could be saved. So the Chacham can help. Why don't you write a letter to a Chacham? I don't understand. Huh? But if it helps him be saved, who cares? Look, if you can do it without a letter, you write. So I'll get to that in a second. It's a good point. But right now, I'm just talking about this shayla. The stipel is the kuda. The shayla said schooly things don't count. The stipel says maybe schooly things do count. So I'm missing a taka. The cheshab is, why don't these things, why can't you do it? I once had a similar shayla. I had 7 boys first when I was married. I had 7 boys, and I have a daughter yet. At some point there, I asked Rapam the following question. There's a Tfilas HaRamban that I'm naive to say. Ramban, the Nusuf, a Tfilas HaRamban, it's a Nusuf that a person says, an Alel Aina. And the Nusuf of the Tfilas is that a person should have their children. So the Nusuf of the Tfilas is, it says, Bonim Scharim in the Nusuf. It says, you give me Bonim Scharim, and it's a Tfilas. So I asked her farm. I told her, I don't care, a boy, a girl, I have no particular preference. But I want to meet the kind of Puru Ravu. So after Nitzah Puru Ravu, I should change it to Barais Nekevais. But I say Barim Sakharim too. So her farm said, no, you don't mix in Rav Yishalom's job. This is Rav Yishalom's business. You just. So I pushed him. I said, I don't understand. If the tefillah works, if the tefillah doesn't work, so why am I wasting my time? Elamai believed the tefillah might work, so the tefillah may work. So I should be mechuyiv. I'm mechuyiv to mekayim peruvu. I'm mechuyiv to whatever I could to mekayim peruvu. So if I'm mechuyiv, he's still, I should say. So Rapam still disagreed with me. I felt a little uncomfortable pushing it. So Rapam never had daughters. He only had sons. But I didn't understand. I still don't understand. And I believe it works, and I'm afraid to the kind of answer. Alright, so this was the issue. So here, the Tzitzel Eliezer is the kasha. Tzitzel Eliezer has about 4 or 5 different tshuvas on the 4 schoolies. If his teretz will satisfy you, I'll tell you what he says. And if it satisfies you, good. And if not, it'll be like me. That's a kutta kasha of the Ashrachet teretz. But I'll tell you what he says, the way I understand. But he says, is that when you send a letter to an Adam Gadol Shadavim for you, why does it help? Because in Shemayim, yes, listen. So he says, if you refrain from writing the letter because of Shabbos, you have just as much tzvusim as if you send him the letter. Whatever tzvusim you have by sending him the letter, you know, like Hashem shebekabel schar la'drisha, kach mekabel schar la'prisha. Just like you have tzvusim doing it that way, you have an equal number of tzvusim this way. That's what he says. So like the parents. Huh? Like the parents. Like the parents are good parents. Okay? Good parents. Whatever tzvusim you have, you send them on Aisha Gavin. So you keep Shabbos, you have the same tzvusim. Huh? Good parents. Like the parents are good parents. I don't personally understand the parents. I mean, one thing you do could be a tzvus for refuah, and another mitzvah is like after tzvus for refuah. Every mitzvah is a tzvus for the same thing. Davening for refuah is a tzvus for refuah. So someone who's sick, you should say he should go to a gadol. Doesn't say someone who's sick should go do a mitzvah. I doing a mitzvah is also a tzvus. Ah, but if you like the teretz, you like the teretz. A kaparim, this is the nigayim of this piece in the stipler. Had a cheshbon with the Dovah school. Now, agav, this kasha, which both two people asked, I had, is an Indian by a chaylov yisuvi daita. The mashal, Shulchan Aruch, it says that if it's dark and Shabbos, and the chaylov is scared, and he's afraid, you're allowed to turn on a light, you're allowed to light a flame. I lighting a flame doesn't heal him. But yisuvi daita, to calm down his nerves, you're allowed to calm him down. You're allowed to do things for Yisuvei Daita. I was thinking that maybe this Rav who passed him this way, maybe he passed it this way, the Yisuvei Daita. Look, it's a Belzachasi. I think he was an Oduk to his rabbi. And he was agitated to send a letter. So maybe they did it for Yisuvei Daita. Then I thought that the can't be. Because if it's Lisuve Daite, they didn't have to do it. They just had to pretend they were doing it, no? No? Lisuve Daite, they had to actually send a letter. They could tell him that they're sending a letter. If he survived, okay, so either you'll tell the Rebbe to lie, if the Rebbe don't lie, so then afterwards the Rebbe will tell him that they didn't do it. What are you going to do? Go die now. If I think they're going to die, he's not going to die now. What? He was watching, so maybe they had to write it, they had to send it. I mean, he was supervising the whole thing. So you asked him that otherwise you might have better. Okay. These are all enjoyable subjects to talk about. It'd be nice if we could come up with some other ideas, one way or the other. But I could put my time is up for today. Hoysa Evan Munachas Loi B'Sheikai. We're going to talk about the Gemara's next case of Evan Munachas Loi B'Sheikai. There are two things I want to tell you before you make a leaning on it. It's kind of started already. First of all, there's someone was Meir that Evan Munachas Loi B'Sheikai might be a raya to the gravity shy that we talked about. But if things happen through gravity, if you're considered a mazik. So I have to see if I could find the Sipshon Zaman Taka talks about it. The second thing, the Iker in this Amid, is the most famous Yotzei from this Amid is Tshuvas Rabbi Akiva Eger Simichas. It's a very Yosefistika Tshuva about a concept in Hilchos Shabbos, not only Shabbos, Kol Torah Kula, called Mis'asev. I'd like you to learn the Tshuva, but because I'm not sure everyone knows the Taich of Mis'asev, I want to explain it to you. And you should learn the tshuva. The machlekes is there, the tivei with the receivers. It's a very, the whole tshuva is very, very basic to many, many nekudas in halacha. I just want to tell you, on Shabbos, there are three pturim. There's davar shein miskaven. There's malacha shein tzricha legufa. Those are the two famous ones. And there's something called misaser. Davar shein miskaven means you didn't have kavana to do the maisa. You drag a bench, it makes a charit. That's davar shein miskaven. You didn't have kavana to do the maisa. That's davar shein miskaven. And that's not only Hilchos Shabbos, that's a Ptur B'chala Tera Kula. Tamak B'chala Tera Kula. Except for one or two things, but Davar Shein Sara is a general Ptur. Then there's Malach HaShem Tzricha L'Gufa. Malach HaShem Tzricha L'Gufa is, you did have in mind to do the Maisa, but you did not have in mind for the same Te'eles as the Beis HaMikdash. For example, Chayfer Guma, the Tzarech La'afra. Bein Tzarech Elo La'afra. Someone digs a hole because he needs the sand. That's not Chayrish. Normally, digging a hole is Chayrish. Chayrish is you dig a hole because you need the hole. You need the turned over earth. If you dig a hole because you need the sand, that's malacha sheyitzricha legufa. You're doing a malacha for a different reason. The third is misasek. And malacha sheyitzricha is only Hilchos Shabbos. Misasek is a third category. Misasek is more complicated. Misasek is miskaven lagbias atalush v'nimtzo mechuber. You had in mind to pick up a tomato. You see a tomato on the floor. You want to pick it up. You don't know it's attached to the ground. You think it's detached. Miskaven lagbias atalush v'nimtzo mechuber. And once you picked it up, you realized, I cut it off of the earth. I ripped it off of the ground. That's misasek. When you think there's no malacha involved, and oops, there is a malacha involved. There's a second type of misasek, and the Tzibek talks about both. That's niskavin lagbias atolosh, vigbias amachobo. There were two tomatoes next to each other. One was attached to the ground, and one was detached. And you put your hand down, intending to pick up the detached one, and somehow you made a mistake, you picked up the attached one. In those cases, you're a misasek. You're trying to do one thing, and you're doing something else. Rabbi Kida Eger and the Yeshivas talk about a pelagic extension of misasek. They both ask that if a person is wearing shatnas, and you don't know what shatnas, you bought a suit, you're wearing it, you don't know what shatnas, you're walking in the streets. Are you doing an Aveira? I would think you're doing an Aveira. B'shaygen. They ask that you're a Misasek. Misasek is B'chal Terakula. They say, what do you mean? I'm not intending to wear shatnas. I'm intending to walk in the street. I'm Misgavin, like B'yas HaTalish. I'm trying to do a Dabra Amutter. Little do I know I'm doing a Dabra Asa. What's Misasek? Misasek is, I don't recognize something. I misrecognize something. Every time I'm wearing shatnas, I'm misrecognizing it. I think it's not shatnas. It is shatnas. I should be potter out of misasek. The Shulchan Aruch, it says, if you see someone wearing shatnas in the street, you got to take it off of him. So this is the Hakdama to Rabbi Kiva Eger. And then it's Hashem, these two Likudis, we're going to spend some